And little chatterbox, the one with pretty auburn locks. Whom do you see? It's little orphan Annie. She and Sandy make a pair. They never seem to have a care. Cute little she, this little orphan Annie. Bright eyes, cheeks of rosy glow, there's a store of healthiness handy. Mite size always on the go, if you want to know, Princess Sandy always wears a sunny smile. Now wouldn't it be worth the while if you could be like little orphan Annie?
It's 5:45 now, the time when Orphan Annie always comes on the radio to entertain you boys and girls who drink Ovaltine regularly. And speaking of drinking Ovaltine, have you sent in yet for one of those latest design Orphan Annie mugs that are specially made for drinking hot Ovaltine? You know, it's twice as much fun to drink your Ovaltine when you have your own personal mug like this one to drink it out of. It's all made of genuine beetleware. And right in front, there's the latest picture of Annie and Sandy in bright colors. Sandy's barking, and you can see Annie talking right to you every time you drink your Ovaltine. And this mug's a good size, so you can have a big, delicious drink every time. And the mug has a big, comfortable handle on it, too. Now, maybe you've seen these mugs in the newspapers and magazines and have sent in for yours already. But the reason we're telling you about it on the radio is so that every single one of Annie's friends could get one now if they weren't able to get it before. Remember, this mug is not for sale in the stores anywhere. It's our regular 50-cent value, and they're ordered in tremendous quantities. So now, all of Annie's radio friends who drink Ovaltine regularly can get one for only 10 cents in coin and just one Ovaltine aluminum seal. So, if you didn't get a hot Ovaltine mug before, or if you lost yours or anything happened to it, don't miss this opportunity to get another one now. Here's all you do. Just print your name and address plainly on a piece of paper and say, "Send me a hot Ovaltine mug." And then send your letter, together with all of the thin, round aluminum seal, from underneath the lid of a can of Ovaltine, and also 10 cents in coin. Just mail the whole thing in to Little Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. Or if you live in Canada, mail it to Ovaltine, Peterborough, Ontario. That's all you do. And then Annie will send you your hot Ovaltine mug right away. So, ask your mother to get you a can of Ovaltine at her drug or grocery store right away. Even if you have some at home now, you'll be needing a new can pretty soon anyway. And the quicker you get it, the quicker you can send in for this latest design Orphan Annie mug. But now, for Annie's newest adventure. Last time, remember, Walter Bloom drove over to the silos in his car and reported that Bill Corwin had disappeared. He has been boarding at the Wigglesworths and did not return home at all last night. Annie and Joe are certainly worried because Bill has been warned to leave town by that masked man. And here they are now in Walter's old car, riding toward the Wigglesworth farm. And listen to Annie.
Say, Walter, can't this old car go any faster than this?
Doggone, Annie, look at that there speedometer.
I am looking at it. It says 18 miles an hour.
Sure it does. And that's a mile faster than I ever got the old buggy to go before.
Shucks, we'll never get there at this rate.
Well, see here now, Joe. Don't you be saying nothing about this here car. She's an old girl, she is. Had her 3 years myself, and she was 12 years old when I got her.
Gosh, you mean, Walter, this old bus is actually 15 years old?
Sure, runs like a honey, don't she? She hadn't been so old, how do you suppose I'd have bought her for $5?
Jumping grasshoppers, we might just as well settle down and wait till we get there, Joe.
Yeah, anyhow, it's better than walking.
Shh, don't you be saying that word walking, Joe. This old car's awful temperamental. And if she thought we could walk, she'd just likely as not stop right here where she is.
Listen, Walter.
I'll listen the best I can, Annie. Lizzie don't run as quiet as she used to. Doggone, look at that.
Look at what?
That speedometer. For a second there, it said 18 and a half miles an hour. Whee! Where's your turn? Oh, look at that fool chicken. Almost got run over, she did.
Walter?
Yeah, Annie?
Just what did Mrs. Wigglesworth say about Bill Corwin not coming home last night?
Why, she said, Annie, as how he hadn't come home and she's a little worried. She said as how he always was regular and on time getting to bed, she said...
He didn't come home at all?
Reckon not. Leastwise, if he had, she wouldn't been so excited about it, would she? She wouldn't have sent me out to see if he'd got to the silos all right. And she
I guess not, but...
Anyhow, you can ask her about it, because here we are. Hang on, I'm going to turn in the drive. Doggone, we made that there turn at 15 miles an hour.
Say, there's another car ahead there.
Yeah, it looks like the marshal's car.
It is, it's Mr. Slim's car.
Here's where we stop. Whoa, baby. Yeah, there we are.
Come on, Joe.
I'm right with you, Annie.
Hey, wait for me. I want to be in on this.
There's Mrs. Wigglesworth in the doorway.
And the marshal's with her.
Come on.
Annie. Oh, I'm so glad you've come.
Hello, Mrs. Wigglesworth. Hello, Marshal.
Howdy, Annie. Howdy, Joe.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. I got back.
Oh, Annie, tell me, did Bill Corwin come to the Silos house last night?
Sure he did, Mrs. Wigglesworth.
Oh,
sure.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad.
Maybe you got me out on a wild goose chase, Mrs. Wigglesworth.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I was so worried I called you, Marshal. Bill's never done anything like this before. Oh, Annie, tell me, did Bill stay all night at the silos?
No, Mrs. Wigglesworth, he didn't.
Oh, there, I knew it. I knew it all the time.
You knew what?
Oh, that something had happened to Bill.
Now, just a minute, Mrs. Wigglesworth. Now, get a hold of yourself. There's no reason to get so excited before we know there's anything wrong.
Oh, I know there is. I know there is.
How do you know there is?
Well, if there wasn't, Bill would have been here. He never stayed out all night before. He was always in bed by 10 o'clock.
Now, listen, Mrs. Wigglesworth. Bill's a young man.
Oh, you listen to me, Elmer Slim. I know that young man. He's fine. When he first came here to board, when the bridge was first started, I said to Mr. Wigglesworth, I said, oh, ain't it a shame we never had any sons of our own? Because if we did, I know they'd be just like Bill Corwin. That's what I said to Mr. Wigglesworth. And he said
well,
to me...
we're getting a little off the track. You called me out here
called you out here, Elmer Slim, first, on a suspicion. But now, on a sure thing.
Then I don't get what you mean.
If I'd have had a telephone in the house, I'd have called the silos long ago. I'd have called them to see whether Bill was there. Well, he ain't there, Marshal. So suppose you get busy.
Get busy on what?
Find him, that's what.
But listen, Mrs. Wigglesworth,
you listen to me again, Mr. Slim. What are you getting paid for as marshal in this township for, anyhow? To find people when they get lost. That's one thing. That's the...
Now, just a minute. Just a minute. Who says that Bill Corwin's lost?
I do. Sakes alive. Stands to reason, don't it? He'd have come home last night if he wasn't lost.
Now, Mrs. Wigglesworth, now you're getting hysterical.
Oh, I'm getting nothing of the kind, Elmer Slim. I'm surprised you'd say such a thing. Here's a young man disappeared, and it's your business to find
him. But, Mrs. Wigglesworth, just because he didn't come home last night ain't no sign he disappeared.
Oh, ain't it? Then where do you think he's gone? Picking daisies?
Listen, Marshal, I've got...
Well, what is it, Joe?
When Bill Corwin was at the silos last night...
Joe!
What?
I don't know as you should tell that.
But, Annie... Shucks, Billy had something on his mind last night.
What's this all about, Joe?
I don't know, Mr. Marshal.
Annie, you seem to be the one who's keeping quiet about this. What have you got to say?
Land's sakes, Annie. If you got anything to say, say it.
I don't know as I've got anything to say. But when Bill was at the silos last night, he was awful worried.
Why, the poor boy's been worried ever since he was held up and robbed of the bridge payroll.
Naturally, Mrs. Wigglesworth, naturally. Anything unusual like that would be bound to upset a young fella. Course he's been worried about it.
Shucks, it was more than that he was worried about.
What do you mean, Joe?
You don't have to tell all you know, do you?
What do you mean, Annie?
Mr. Slim.
Yes, Annie?
You've been called in on a case, haven't you?
Of course I've been called in on a case. Mrs. Wigglesworth
called
here...
Called you to look for poor Bill, Marshal. Land sakes, the poor boy. Hit on the head with that gun the time he was robbed and now disappeared in the night. It's no wonder I called you.
But listen, Mrs. Wigglesworth, I want to do my duty. I always been a man to do my duty. But I can't see just because Bill didn't come home last night.
Marshal, there's a good reason why Bill Corwin didn't come home last night.
Eh, well, what's that, Annie?
I can't tell you about it because it goes into too many other things, but I think that...
What other things?
Tony Ranelli, for one, and his being arrested for that payroll holdup.
Well, what's Tony Ranelli, who's safe in jail, got to do with Bill Corwin's disappearance?
A lot. I'm sure of it. I can't prove it, Marshal, but I know.
Seems to me if you knew this thing...
I know it all right. I know a lot of things you don't know, Marshal. It wouldn't do any good to tell you about him because you believe Tony's guilty.
Of course I do. I arrested him myself. I know he's guilty. All the evidence.
Yeah, all the evidence. But evidence can be planted, Marshal, and you know it.
Land sakes. What's all this got to do with poor Bill Corwin?
Listen, Mrs. Wigglesworth, I think Bill Corwin has disappeared.
Has? Goodness sakes, child, we know he has. He didn't come back last night, did he?
But I mean, not of his own free will.
What? Oh, I knew it. I knew it. Marshal, he's met with foul play.
Now, Mrs. Wigglesworth.
That's right, Marshal. Mrs. Wigglesworth's right. He must have met with foul play.
Annie, I'm a fair-minded man. But how do you get that Bill Corwin met with foul play?
Because, Marshal, he didn't come home last night. He started for home and he didn't get here. He left the silos to come here, but he never did.
Well, even so.
Shucks, Annie, why don't you tell him? Why don't you tell him about the cement and about how Bill was warned?
You'd better tell me, Annie, if you've got anything to tell. This thing's getting serious.
It is serious, Mr. Slim. Awful serious. And I tell you in a minute if only...
If what?
Well, if you weren't so sure Tony Ranelli was guilty of doing that payroll robbery...
Gee, willikers, Annie, what's that got to do with Bill Corwin's disappearance?
A lot. More than you think. Tony's in jail now, and we got to watch out for him, too. So I can't tell you. But, Mr. Slim, there's a lot more than meets the eye in this whole case. There's a lot more than that payroll robbery to be looked at. There's a lot more than anybody...
But, Annie, how does all this hook up with Bill Corwin's disappearance?
It hooks up because Bill knew something. He knew something that was too important to ever let get out.
Shucks, Annie, I see what you mean now.
Good for you, Joe. I knew I could count on you.
I see why you wanted me to keep quiet before. It was because of Tony. It was because
Annie,
of that you wanted...
if you know something about this thing, it's your duty to tell
Annie,
me.
Annie!
Listen, there's Walter calling.
I hear him. What is it, Walter?
Oh, there you are. I've been down to the dock, Annie, the Wigglesworth dock on the river.
Well, what about it, Walter? It's a good dock.
Sure, Miss Wigglesworth, but your boat's missing.
Huh? What's that? Land sakes. Our boat's missing.
Yeah, your rowboat, Miss Wigglesworth. The rowboat that's always tied up to your dock. It ain't there. And not only the rowboat ain't there, all the fishing tackle that goes with it ain't there neither. Looks to me as if Bill Corwin had just gone fishing in that there rowboat.
It's not so. It's not so. Suffering Sunfish, somebody made it look as if Bill had gone out in that boat. But he didn't. He didn't at all. He wouldn't go out in the middle of the night. No, sir. There's foul play here somewhere. We've got to find Bill.
You're right, Annie. We certainly do have to find Bill, because it doesn't seem likely that he'd go out fishing in the middle of the night. But where in the world do you suppose Bill is gone? And say, if you haven't got one of Orphan Annie's latest design hot Ovaltine mugs, don't forget that you have another opportunity to get one now. And believe me, it'll be more fun than ever drinking your Ovaltine when you have this keen-looking mug for your very own. It's made of genuine beetleware, with a new and beautifully colored picture of Sandy and Annie right on it. And so, if you haven't got one of these mugs, you want to ask your mother to get you a can of Ovaltine at your grocery or drugstore now, so you can send in right away, because here's all you do. Just print your name and address, plainly, on a piece of paper, and say, send me a hot Ovaltine mug, and mail your letter in, together with all of the thin, round aluminum seal, from underneath the lid of a can of Ovaltine, and also 10 cents in coin. Mail the whole thing in to Little Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. Or if you live in Canada, mail it to Ovaltine, Peterborough, Ontario. Remember to put the Ovaltine seal and also 10 cents in coin in with your letter to Annie. And then you'll get your keen-looking hot Ovaltine mug in a very few days. And everybody wants to be here right on the dot tomorrow to see if Annie can find any trace of the missing Bill Corwin. We'll be seeing you tomorrow at Orphan Annie time then. Goodbye. Thank you.